Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello there, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, the man with the great hair. And no, not yet. I don't have a shampoo ad, although I should have. I mean, why my agent's not sorted that out? Anyway, what a podcast we've got coming your way. And it begins with the former Everton manager. I'm not going to say that. The former Everton manager, David Moyes, talking about Arsenal's problems on the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show with Alan Brazil on the Sports Breakfast Show.
Arsenal, I think under Emery, they've spent over 200 million. So if we go on, David, and go way back as far as Alan Kirbishley, he's taken Charlton as far as he could. You look what's happened. A lot of people, still say when you were in charge of Everton, they're worse off now. They're now saying it's no better under Emery than it was in Wenger. So I think there's a common denominator here that it's not all down to the boss, it's not all down to the manager.
No, and it never is, but ultimately, as we were talking about Pochettino earlier, if the managers don't get the results, eventually you're going to find yourself in trouble. But, I think Arsene Wenger done a really good job for Arsenal. No, he won the FA Cup a few times.
Changed so much as well, didn't he?
He did, over the years, and he brought so much to the game. So I think everybody was looking for a new Arsenal, and I understand that. I think when you've been at a club for 20 years, which Arsene Wenger was, sometimes you do need to change. I was at Everton for 11 years, and sometimes you're concerned that, have you been there too long? You don't want to overstay your welcome. So I think in some ways that bringing in Unai Emery was maybe the right time for Arsenal. I don't know if I'm seeing Arsenal relatively been any better. Mm. I think we're excited by their forward play. I think we're excited by some of their actions. I thought some of their speed going forward last night was good, but ultimately it didn't lead to any goals, and you always felt they might have been vulnerable to conceding, which they did do in the end. Yeah.
Time to check in with the mid-morning show with Jim White, Natalie Sawyer and Simon Jordan. The guest was Dawn Astle, of course, the daughter of the legendary Jeff. And she was saying that the PFA's handling of the issue of dementia in football has been a disgrace.
It wasn't the PFA who brought this to the fore. It's all right them saying we funded it. They only funded it because we cornered them into funding it. They had nowhere to go. We shamed them into doing it. To sort of try and sum it up, the responsibility of all this, because of their lack of action, fell on the shoulders of my family. And at a time when we should have been grieving a husband, a dad, a granddad, we were having to fight to get justice, not just for my dad, but for all the other dads out there. And that is unforgivable. The FA, they were part of this. The PFA, the organisation whose existence is entirely about player welfare, are just as bad as the FA. Neither of them did nowhere near enough. And whatever they do, Jim, whatever they do, it has to be across the whole game. We can't assume that just because this study was a professional study on professional footballers, that this isn't happening in the amateur game. And there's no evidence in this study to say that this is a generation problem, just as I don't accept that it's just down to the old leather ball, because there's no evidence about that. But I think what is really important to us as well is all these players, all these families must not be a statistic now. They must never be forgotten, and their deaths should remain on the conscience of the game, on the conscience of footballing authorities on the conscience of the PFA forever.
Back now to Alan Brazil, and he was sat opposite the lovely Laura Woods. And Alan was asked the question about whether he would change a thing in his career despite new studies around brain injuries.
Do you worry, Al? Because we're talking about, you know, heavyweight footballs compared to lightweight now. The old level, does it not worry you about your own brain?
Laura, I don't worry about anything. You're asking the wrong person. You know, tomorrow's another day for me. That's the way I look at life, honestly. I'm shocking. I just get on with it. But I'd be a fool to say that football, you know, sometimes I'm a wreck. My knees, especially my back, but touch wood, my back's all right at the moment. But I'm suffering from football. But then, as far as I was concerned, it's my choice.
If, for example, and this is a really difficult question for me to ask you, but if, for example, further down the line, you find that you are having complications with something to do with, you know, neurological complications or anything like that, would it make you look back at your time in football any differently?
No, I love my days playing football. I wouldn't swap them for playing now, getting 150 grand a week. No chance. I loved it. It was part of my life, but I've moved on. So I would not look back and blame football. No.
Over now to the sports bar for the first time in this podcast. Why it's taken this long to get to the best show on TalkSport, I do not know. I'll be speaking to my solicitors about that. Anyway, it was a busy night in the Champions League as Tottenham played Red Star and Manchester City played Atalanta. And these are just some of the callers from that show.
What happened tonight is progression. You can't just knock it off and say...
What do you mean,
well,
progression? It's 90 minutes. This is one of the most idiotic phone calls we've received. You've won 5-0. Well done.
What were you saying last week when we lost 7-2? Oh, Tottenham were slow. They weren't passing the ball, making all kind of music about it, taking a mic. We won 5-2 today. 5-0.
Are you dining out on 5-0 at home to Red Star when you got...
No, it's not about dining out. It's at the end of the day, when we lost to Colchester, everyone was, oh, Tottenham... We won 5-0. End off.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know where... I mean, where's this going, Chubby? What does this get you?
Where's this going? You should give... First of all, you should give the team respect.
Saying, I did. I said, yeah, well done. No, brilliant.
No, you're saying 5-star Belgrade.
Red Star. Five-star.
That's been disrespectful. They're in the Champions League, mate.
Oh, you want to big them up now? You want to make this bigger than
what it is? No, I'm not bigging them up.
You are.
I'm not bigging them up.
You are.
You're taking a mick out of them.
Come on, Chubby.
You used to be a professional footballer.
Yeah, but Chubby, I'm doing it really just to kind of give a little bit of context to where you are. You drew at home to Watford. They should have beaten you. You got embarrassed 3-0 away at Brighton. You got thumped 7-2 at home to Bayern Munich. You got knocked out against Colchester. You got beaten by Leicester. Have you forgotten all of this?
No, I haven't. But we won. Why are you bringing it up? We won 5-0 today. End up.
So you just want to talk about tonight's game, that's it?
But the past is the past, it's gone. We're looking forward now.
Sorry, have
because
you...
At the end of the day, if we would have lost tonight, I know exactly where you would be saying now. Oh, Tottenham, they're rubbish, they're this and that. But we didn't.
We have been rubbish. Yep. I mean, this is just one result so far that's been a poor start to the season. It's your fourth win. That's all you've had. You had four wins. And I know, you know... Probably feels bigger than what it is.
Did we play good today, Jason?
Yes, I said that.
So what's the problem?
There's no problem. I'm no problem. Exactly. I'm just saying.
What's the problem? What's the problem?
The problem is Olympiacos away, Leicester away, Colchester away, Bayern Munich at home, Brighton away.
Yeah, but they've turned the corner now.
There's no corner turned. What do you mean? What is this? What are you taking stupid pills or what? Come on.
No, it's not about stupid pills, Jason. Right, at the end of the day, if we would have lost this game tonight, right, you would have been all over us.
Yeah, but you're damn right I would have been. But at the same time, Chubby, you cannot be phoning up here, thumping your chest about how big this win is. It's a good win. You're thumping
down,
your chest.
Calm down. No chest. You were the one that's take, first of all, 5-star Belgrade. You're mocking the result. Because of what's happened previously.
You did mock it, to be fair.
Of course I'm mocking it. It's a sort of victory that, I mean, we beat Grimsby 7-1 this season, right? Yeah?
Yeah,
I mean,
Grimsby aren't in the Champions League.
I mean, no one's going to be phoning up and gloating about... I tell you what, here's the difference, Chubby. Men City have won tonight 5-0. You won't see 5-1. One Man City, 5-1, phoning up, having the same conversation, because there is a small club mentality about Spurs, and you are really embarrassing yourself and the club by phoning up and having this conversation.
I'm embarrassed, and you used to play for Spurs. I'm embarrassing the club.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that Man City fans...
Men used to get paid for Tottenham.
So what? So what? I'm getting paid by Talk Sport now.
All right? I'm embarrassing the club.
You're embarrassing yourself, Chubby, by phoning up, gloating about a win again. This is the sort of win.
I'm not gloating. It's you're mucking the result.
No. I'm just saying it's a great result. Move on.
Exactly.
Don't be
don't
be phoning up national radio stations, beating your chest about a 5-0 win. No, when it wasn't that long ago. When
why are you putting words in my mouth? No one's beating any chest. You're the one that's getting aggy. We lost to Brighton. We drew against Watford, which we should have lost that game. Fair enough. But at the end of the day, we won today. Props to Tottenham. End off.
Over now to Jive and Adrian Down with another happy show about Arsenal. Talking about Arsene Wenger's, not Wenger. Why do people say Wenger? Wenger. You say it with a V. Wenger. No. Wenger. About Arsene Wenger's worst 5 moments on his 70th birthday. Oh, that's lovely. How thoughtful is that from Durham? What a lovely little birthday surprise.
Number 3.
And here's Salah with a chance for his first Chelsea goal. One-on-one. He's done it too. And now it's 6-0. Almost unbelievably.
Lol.
You're loving this, aren't you?
Absolutely, thoroughly enjoying it. March 2014, Chelsea 6. Arsenal 0. Mo Salah scored. David Luiz played for Chelsea that day. And this was, of course, Arsene Wenger's 1,000th game in charge.
6-0.
They lost 6-0. This was the game where there was a mix-up between Gibbs and Oxlade-Chamberlain red card, yeah. But it was a shocker. I think Eto'o had to go off after 10 minutes. So, you know, it wasn't easy for Chelsea necessarily. In the end, it was 6-0. Even Mo Salah scored for Chelsea.
Wow.
That's your number 3.
Number 2.
Young, it's 8. And he scored 2 absolute beauties. Manchester United showed absolutely no mercy.
I love it. Man United 8, Arsenal 2. How can you stay on in the job after that?
I can remember that game like it was yesterday. Ashley Young scored 2 great goals. I think 2 top corners bended. Then Rooney scored 2 free kicks.
He got a hat-trick. 2 free kicks and a penalty, yeah. And they were good free kicks as well. The second one was sensational. He got a hat-trick of set pieces. There was a massive argument on the pitch between Walcott and Jenkinson. Whose debut was it for Arsenal? Anybody remember? Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain made his debut that day for Arsenal. Yeah, he came on as a sub. 8-2. How do you not offer your resignation after that? And do you know what happened later that afternoon? Spurs won Man City 5.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, not playing in that way.
No.
No. I think Dzeko got 4, but it was a great day of football. It was a great day for North London that day. So what's number 1?
Number 1.
And it goes again towards the towering Ziggich. Oh, confusion, and Martins has surely scored the winning goal for Birmingham City.
So funny. That's so funny. 2011 League Cup final. How long had it been since Arsenal had won a trophy? This was when they were really trophyless. Since 2005 or 2006? 2006, they won the FA Cup, yeah? 2005, won the FA Cup. 2011, get to the League Cup final. It's a tap-in. It's against Birmingham.
I know.
It's against Birmingham. Then Keith Fahey in midfield. Nikola Zigic up front. I mean, it's just Roger Johnson at centre-half. How did they lose that final? Well, I'll tell you what. It was Koscielny and Szczesny. Big mix-up, tap-in for Obafemi Martins.
You know, I still get wound up about that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, about League Cup final. Because I live in Birmingham, so they know I support Arsenal all the time. Oh, remember that League Cup final? Remember what happened there? Zigic.
So it's funny, though, because everybody's thinking, well, this is it. The trophy drought is over, and then they go and lose it. That has to be the lowest moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's low, and it nearly happened to him again against Hull, didn't it? They went 2-0 down, and I remember thinking, oh, here we go again.
And Gibbs cleared one off the line at 2-0.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could have been worse.
Over now to the Laurel and Hardy of TalkSport, Paul and Andy. Not because, of course, their comedy's up there with the best of them, but, of course, if Stan and Ollie were still alive, they'd also be pushing 150.
Now, Andy, you brought me bird news earlier on today.
I did, yes. I was reading in the... actually, a lot of the papers were at the time. Tom Whipple in the Times today. he's written a piece about this bird that has now been acknowledged to be the loudest bird in the aviary world. No, that's not the avian world, not the aviary
the
world.
The aviary world.
Aviary world's a magazine, isn't it? Yeah. Avian world.
Avian world.
Oh, yes. Hello, I'm avian world.
Hello, I'm avian world.
So I thought, well, I'll have a listen to this thing. And it makes a really remarkable...
It's weird. It sounds quite mechanical, doesn't it? It sounds like it's almost the window of opportunity. You can play that instead of the klaxon. This is the bird. What's the bird called again, Andy?
Bell White? Bellbird.
The bellbird?
Bellbird,
yeah. Okay, fair enough. Here it is. You sure?
That can't be a bird. Bellbird, yeah. The male white.
It sounds like they're testing the PA at the football, doesn't it? Yeah. Will Mr. Gray please report? It sounds like one of those, doesn't it?
I was hoping it was going to be like a very loud screech so we could compare it to a tennis player.
Well, look, we thought we'd give it a try anyway because the loudest noise we've ever heard ever was at Michel Larcher de Brito, the tennis player, during rallies. So we thought if the bellbird, if that's really
it's
like what
Harry
it's
meets
called,
Sally, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I'll have what she's having. It's the bellbird versus Michel Larcher de Brito, and it's cross now to Wimbledon.
Okay,
there we are.
Leads 3 games to 1 for
Sally. She's a tennis player. The other one's a bird.
Yes, so, it's not surprising. I thought
we just joined that game.
He was lucky to get one game, wasn't he? He did well.
Back now to the mid-morning show, and football agent and former friend of Sam Allardyce, Scott McGarvey, was on. Scott was saying that Sam didn't deserve to lose his job.
I tried to phone Sam. His phone wasn't on, and half of him was glad it wasn't on because I didn't want to talk to him. And then he phoned me about 10:30. And he was on the golf course. And his exact words, he said, "Scott," he said, "we've been stitched up, lad." He said, "Do me a favour, sort it out for me, would you?" I said, "Oh, don't worry, Sam, it'll be all right." And he knows, and the reason why he spoke like that, because he knew he'd never done anything wrong. I phoned the FA from my lawyer's office to say, "Talk to me." And I'll tell you exactly what happened, the truth. When it finished, and the meeting finished, and they'd had their chat, and they were all happy, and an hour and a bit, they all went away. And I said, "Sam, look," I said, "he's talking about giving you 250 grand. And his exact words were, and if I never move off this chair, well, "Scott, you don't worry about the money." He said, "Listen, have you got the job?" I said, "Well, I'm signing the contract Monday." He said, "We'll get the drinks in." And that was it. He was never interested in mentioning the money.
So Sam was more keen that you got involved.
100%. Football people in general. I know a lot of football people that have helped people. I'm not going to sit here and tell you who they are.
Of course.
I don't mean just financially, but I'm talking about open the door for somebody or help them get through to another part. It happens all the time.
I'm Darren Goff, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And now to the moment you've all been fast-forwarding to, of course, the best bits of the sports... But Andy Goldstein... Oh, I keep getting that wrong, don't I? Andy Goldstein's one. I mean, oh, dear. The best bits of Andy Goldstein's Talk Sports Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. And, oh, did we have some fun with these? Did we? I don't know, because I'm recording this before the show. We did. Okay, good. Hold on 1 second, Jay. We can go straight back to the Mooses with Dele Alli, I understand. Moose?
Hi, Dele. First of all, what a good performance tonight. Good team winning 5-0. Everyone must be absolutely cock-a-hooping there.
Everyone's in good spirits, obviously. It was an important win tonight for us, but we know it's just a start. We have to carry this form on and you know, there's still things we need to work on, and we know that, so we just got to make sure we go back to the training field and just keep building on from here.
Is that a turning point, though? I mean, everyone looks for a turning point in the season when the team isn't doing well. Is that it for you?
I don't want to jinx us, but, you know, we definitely felt good out there today. And I think, you know, I've been saying since, obviously, I've been trying to get back into the team and training with the boys and stuff. Obviously, the results haven't been going our way, but we know how good we are. We know the quality we've got in this team. So it's not really, no one in our team is really panicking with the results and the form. We know we've hit a dip and we know we need to turn it around, not only for ourselves, but for the fans as well. So just have to keep working hard and, you know, you never know. Maybe hopefully we've got a big game at the weekend. So just got to try and recover properly and make sure we're ready for that game and just keep heading forward.
Well, finally from me, and thanks for talking to us live on TalkSport. Goal at the weekend. I thought you played ever so well tonight. Probably best you play for a while. I mean, are you getting back towards your best? Because I know you, a lot of people have taken a dig at you recently.
Yeah, people are always going to comment and have their own opinion. I'm feeling very good. You know, like I said, I'm happy to be back in the team and playing. But yeah, I can't take it for granted. Just got to keep working hard, make sure I recover properly, and whoever the manager chooses for the weekend, I don't know if I'll be playing or who he's going to choose, but whoever he does choose just has to make sure they're ready and up for it. But I think, you know, I don't want to be back to where I was. I want to better than that, so yeah, I just got to keep trying to work hard and improve. So,
you ever heard the word cock-a-hoop used in a
cock-a-hoop
opening sentence before?
I have.
Do you use it a lot? Maybe a sentence that should make a comeback. Cock-a-hoop.
I don't think it's the sort of one you'll see.
Where does it come from?
I think it's come from. I think this probably dates back centuries. Actually,
I'd like to tell you. I'll tell you what. I'll Google the origin of cock-a-hoop. What's your guess?
I think it's got to do something to do with a cock.
Yeah, and a hoop.
And a hoop, and it may be the. As the cock wakes up in the morning,
yeah,
it does its thing.
you need to do the cockle in the morning, do you?
I think it's got something to do with the cockle in the morning.
Okay, I don't know.
When he gets up,
cock a hoop, you're happy, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, you're definitely happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what it's got to do. Something to do with the cock as he does his cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, you haven't got the Statman bit of you, Josh? He's useless, back, isn't he? Back, absolutely back, useless. Back. Can we talk about your private life, Josh, on here? Can we talk about that? No, if you don't want us to, we won't. He said go for it. Okay. He split up with his girlfriend, Josh.
Yeah, he has, yeah. Give yourself a laugh track.
Go on,
Josh.
Give yourself a laugh track. How long were you with her for, Josh? 5 years.
I mean, look.
How old are you, Josh? 25. I remember when I split up with a girl, I was going out with her for about 5 years. I was heartbroken.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I did cry. I don't mind telling you that. Yeah, I'm bigger. Apparently she cheated on me.
With who?
A policeman who I threatened on the phone without knowing he was a policeman.
You're joking.
Imagine me threatening someone.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen, is it?
So, well, you might do it down the phone, but you wouldn't.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
His face. You got to get his
trunk. Cheating on people's horrible. Cheating on people. But that's it for another podcasty thing. Good work, everyone. One of the best we've done this week. Yeah, I know it's only the second one, but still, one of the best, if not the... Actually, yesterday's was much better. If you've not heard yesterday's, download it now. Download tomorrow's, download all of them. The more you download, the more chance I've got of getting paid. At the moment, I'm just getting Ferrero Rocher for this gig. That is it. In fact, I wish I was getting Ferrero Rocher. Nothing. I don't even get... No one even says, do you want a cup of coffee? No, I don't get anything. I mean, bit of paper here. Look, pen. What can I steal with it? There's a mouse. I don't need that. There's nothing here. I could write a stapler. Look. I could nick this as payment. Well, I've already nicked about five of them, so it's pointless. Anyway, that's it for the podcast. Good work, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. There'll, of course, be another one of these along at the same time-ish tomorrow, whenever that is, 5 a.m, 5:30, whenever the people here can be bothered to pull their finger out and do some work for a change. Be nice, wouldn't it? Yes, that's you, Jamie. Anyway, don't forget you can listen to the Sports Bar Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. and then, of course, the Andy Goldstein Trans-Europe Express on Sunday night from 9 p.m. In the meantime, have a lovely day. Take care of yourself. Look after each other. Be nice. Have a smile on your face. Comb your hair in the right direction. Offer to take people across the road. Don't eat too many donuts. I'm just coming up with a few catchphrases here. Make sure the foot's on the other shoe. No, I've gone too far now. Thanks for listening. Be nice, everyone. Be nice.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.